Sit back and relax. It's time to improve your financial lot in life. Produced at CFIS-FM Studios in Prince George, this is your tune-up. And here's your host, Deb Ross.
Hello and welcome. I invited Kevin Plouffe to join me again this week. We had such a good conversation last week regarding preparing for retirement and funding of retirement, so I've invited him back. We're going to kind of keep on with the same topic, go into a detail in a little bit of a different direction, but maintaining the same direction here. So Kevin is a seasoned financial planner, and I'm sure he enjoys the word seasoned. It doesn't necessarily mean aged, but it does mean seasoned. Welcome, Kevin. Thank you so much for your time today again.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
So last week we talked about TFSAs and RESPs and RRSPs and the OAS and the GIS, and I was just flooded with acronyms all around. But today we're going to talk about specifically preparation for retirement. Mm-hmm. So you've been a planner for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Quite 20, a while.
21 years.
21? Perfect. So I'm looking for some detail from you on, from your perspective, mm-hmm. what important steps should consumers be taking in preparing for retirement? What's, with all your years of experience, what stands out to you as some important steps that we should take in preparation?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that I've seen over the years, there are planner people and there are non-planner people. Sometimes you call them savers versus spenders. People that pay more attention seem to be more comfortable and be more prepared for retirement, whereas people who do the ostrich scenario and stick their head in the sand and say, oh, it'll just, something will happen, I'm not sure what, tends to create a little bit more anxiety as they head towards retirement or even think about retirement. So the encouragement that I would give people is, even though it may not be your interest, it may not be something that you love dealing with. If you're a mechanic, you love dealing with cars, maybe not finances. But regardless of where you are in life, learning more about it, not sticking your head in the sand, but being actually involved in your retirement planning is so much more beneficial. You get the satisfaction of understanding where things are at, but you also can prepare a lot better. Rather than waiting till the last minute and hoping that you're fine, you can actually engineer it so you know what your income streams will be. There are a lot of pensions out there, all those acronyms we had talked about last time, the Canada Pension Plan, Old Age Security, Guaranteed Income Supplement, company pension plans, union pension plans, RSPs, RIFs, you name it. There's so many of them. The nice thing is if you take a few minutes to sit down and learn what most of those options are, add them all up. Most people are surprised what they actually add up to, and they may have more income coming in than they think and be a lot more peaceful about heading towards retirement.
Are there any practical things that people can do in preparation?
I think one of the things is when you head towards retirement, there's the two factors. One of them is your income, so knowing what that is important. The second thing is you got to know what your expenses are, because if your expenses, if you don't know what your expenses are, again, that will create anxiety or avoidance. But when you do know what your expenses are going into retirement, you're far better off. The challenge is a lot of people aren't retired yet, so they have a hard time seeing what their expenses will be. So a good thing you can do is if you can get a rough idea of what your income from all sources, and most advisors or planning tools can give you an idea based on your investments and a rough life expectancy, what kind of income you can expect. So if you know what that is, you do a budget up that looks something like that and try, it doesn't really matter how many years before, but the sooner you do it, the better. I like the idea of it doing it when you start, you know, start working in your 20s. But, you know, even 3 or 4 or 5 years from retirement, start looking at what your income stream is going to be and start adjusting your lifestyle to living on that amount. Two things will happen. One, it won't be such a shock like a mousetrap snapping at retirement. You'll be used to living on that amount that you know that you're going to have. But the second thing is, if you're making a fair bit more than that, because during your working years, you usually are making more, if you start living more conservatively, that's more money that you can put into savings for retirement. So it's a double-edged benefit of you'll know where your expenses are and you'll be living at that, so it won't be such a shock. And you may be able to add more to your savings so you can actually live at a slightly higher standard of living.
So you're pretty much describing a practice run.
Mm-hmm.
Practicing living on the income expectation for retirement now, mm-hmm. so that when retirement comes, it's not such a shock.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's an interesting book years ago that was put out, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, by a fellow by the name of Robert Kiyosaki. Interesting fellow, but the concept was fairly solid. He, I think he, you know, did successful business and then eventually went bankrupt. And he started over, I don't remember his age, I think it was in his 40s maybe, might have even been his 30s, but him and his wife decided to live in a basement suite of a friend's house and live on next to nothing and build up their income from businesses and investments and real estate. And they would only live off of what they actually made in investment income, not job, not a paycheck, but anything that they made went into buying investments, and they only increased their lifestyle as that income that would keep on coming in would go in, or would come into them. So they effectively did the same thing as they lived off the income from their investments right from day one. Hard to do. They fortunately had a basement suite of a friend that they could live in until that point. But the concept is still there of live on what your regular income is going to be without a paycheck from pensions and other investments so that you can get used to that lifestyle.
I think that's some really good advice because it gives us time to work out the bugs as opposed to not having any time to work through any difficulties or expectations that don't come into fruition, where you can have that practice time to try this type of budgeting method or try this type of method rather than being face to face with there's no going back to work.
Mm-hmm.
You're retired,
yep.
And this is supposed to be a positive experience, an enjoyable experience. I really like the idea of having that practice run.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I've seen, and this is the ostrich and the sand type of concept of, you know, if you just show up at retirement and hope it all works out, especially if you have things like mortgages or car payments or any other debts when you head into retirement, it is very difficult to pay those off afterwards, because on pension income, you may be able to just pay the interest or just survive, but you always have that debt burden there. And you're right, it is hard. Once you're 65 or older, it's hard not just to motivate yourself to go back to work, but even you want to enjoy your retirement years. You don't want to be spending it all working the whole time. So to be able to get out from that burden as early as possible, to live more conservatively, it's just much easier to do before retiring than after.
I find that a lot of folks who are nearing retirement, their lives are very busy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have these seasonal changes where we raise our kids and then our kids grow up and they start having kids. And we would think that our lives would slow down a little bit. But then there's these beautiful little grandchildren, and a lot of grandparents still have full-time jobs, and life is really busy. So by the time that retirement is that date is nearing, life is going really fast.
Mm-hmm.
So having the time to sit down, stop the world for a little while, if you will, look at the mortgage amounts, look at the debt amounts, and actually put a plan in place to start eliminating those debts in a fast-track situation.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of practicing living on the retirement income, I would really encourage our listeners to take some time, even though it may feel that they don't really have that time to carve out. Mm-hmm. What a benefit it would offer to people to do that ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. And when looking at the options available, obviously, when you're at that point of, you know, being very close to retirement, it may be hard to be able to pay off that debt very quickly. Sometimes it takes a dramatic change, and I've seen that work very well, where you downsize your house or bring on a tenant in a basement suite or move in with the kids and help them buy a house and you live in the basement suite just to bring the cost of living down. Those kind of dramatic things are helpful at that stage in life. But if you can do it younger in life, just have a real focus on getting debt-free as quick as you can, putting as much into savings as you can while still living comfortably. You just put yourself much further ahead. Don't just follow the Joneses and buy everything and spend all of your money and not really pay attention, because retirement does creep up fairly quickly.
I had a meeting this morning with a couple, and, you know, things happen in our lives that can change perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
So a relative passed away relatively young, and it really changes a family's perspective from the idea that planning is really important to the idea of living in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, of course, with an emotional loss like that, they were very polarized into the living in the moment side, where I think both of those are real and true, where, yes, we are planning, but we can't be so focused on planning that we're not living in the moment and giving, you know, the opportunities that our kids need and ourselves to really enjoy the life that we live.
Mm-hmm.
But I think both of those things need to be real and active at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And I think the other side of it is, everyone's different. You have the savers and you have the spenders. Myself, I'm not the super diligent budget every penny type of person. So what I did in life was start to setting some bigger objectives of, okay, if I know if I head in this direction of, you know, accumulating assets that will create income, and focus on not taking on any debt that is not absolutely necessary for either buying investments or, you know, buying our personal house, you know, focus on those two things, and you can see as time goes on if you're moving towards that or away from it and start making major changes that isn't helping you get those big objectives that you're planning for.
And yet there's still a lot of maintenance with those things.
There is. You have to be careful with it.
So as a professional planner, are there any issues that you particularly find frustrating in observing people who are needing to prepare for retirement and maybe just aren't paying attention to it at this point?
Mm-hmm. I'd say the biggest one for me is when I see people that you'll ask the question of, do you want to do some planning? You know, you may be 10, 15 years away, but do you want to start doing some planning to be able to see where you're at? And often we'll get a comment of, you know, we're doing what we're doing. We're spending what we're spending. We're saving, you know, a reasonable amount. We don't know if that's going to get us where it's going to go. But if you were to come to us and say we had to double or triple that to get our goal, we wouldn't do it anyway. So there's really no point in planning today. We're just going to adjust as we get there. So it's kind of frustrating from that perspective. The nice thing is they're at least being honest with it and saying, I'm going to have to adjust at some point. Today, if you said I had to put away another X amount of dollars per month, I just wouldn't do it. We're enjoying life too much as it is. So that's one thing, the kind of the ostrich in the sand concept. But the other side of it is when, you know, you talk to someone, yeah, we're going to do this. And, you know, over years, you have a relationship where you start to understand a person's personality. And, yeah, we're going to get this paid off and this, and then we're going to go and put a whole bunch of money into investments. Great. Or worse yet, we're going to take a big lump sum of money out and either do this or pay for our kids that or something. But we're going to put this in. And very, very common, we would get the thing of, can I put this back in before next RSP season and get my taxes back? It's like, yep, you can. But every time I hear someone say that, probably 100 times you'd hear it, maybe one person actually would, because you just know the pattern. And it's unfortunate that they just don't follow through on it.
Life happens.
It does. So yeah, you want to be careful with those kind of things.
Right. So pretty much the idea is that if there is a plan in place, something side rails that mm-hmm. plan.
Yep.
And secondly, if we kind of veer from the plan, mm-hmm. coming back to the plan may not happen as quickly as we would like and maybe as we need.
And sometimes it never happens. I can give you countless examples of the two big ones that I think were the most damaging is divorce and kids going through struggles. Sometimes it was people's kids going through a divorce or a business issue or whatever it was that would jeopardize their personal financial situation. Because they'd have to go and help them out with no knowledge of when the kids were going to be able to pay them back. That happened several times. It's a chronic thing. But also divorces, you know, things are, you know, very good on track. And obviously people go through the things they go through in life. Unfortunately, financially is just often more devastating than not.